Good morning. Two areas of rainfall across New York and New England this morning. One very heavy batch of rain and thunderstorms moving over Long Island and southern parts of Connecticut, approaching southeastern New England. Not quite in our area, but many people from our region travel through these locations, so that's noteworthy. And another batch of rain moving through central and into eastern New York. The rainfall in southeastern New England is generated by some jet stream energy along with a low pressure wave south of Long Island. It's transporting in moisture from the Atlantic, but it's being wrung out in the form of all of that heavy rain, mainly to our south and east. That's why a lot of places across New York and New England haven't seen much in the way of rainfall overnight. But that front approaching from the west will touch off more showers and potential thunderstorms. And the possibility does exist for some bursts of rain this morning and into the afternoon hours. As a result, flood watches are still out for a large part of New York and New England for the daylight hours today. Temperatures will remain steady or only climb a few degrees as we get into the afternoon, thanks to the clouds and showers around, and mostly stay in the lower to middle 70s. Overnight tonight, we'll see some leftover showers as the system punches through. Then we'll have a drying trend with partly cloudy skies and lows back into the 50s. This will set us up for a much cooler air mass to flow in starting tomorrow. Readings will only be in the high 60s and lower 70s for afternoon highs as this cool pool of air settles overhead. We'll have in and out sunshine, and we can't rule out a passing shower, especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. That upper level pool of air will remain over us on Friday, with highs again only in the upper 60s and lower 70s with the risk of a passing shower. As this disturbance finally lifts out heading into the weekend, temperatures will moderate, with a mix of sun and clouds. We'll be back into the middle and upper 70s on Saturday. In a westerly wind flow at jet stream level, another disturbance will approach on Sunday. Skies will be mostly cloudy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, and highs in the mid-70s before a warming trend heading into next week, highs on Monday and Tuesday back into the lower 80s with partly to mostly sunny skies. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the Pacific Northwest and Northern Intermountain region. A strengthening belt of southerly mid-level winds will precede an advancing trough moving inland over Oregon and Northern California, along with a core of cold air. The result will be scattered strong to severe thunderstorm development across a corridor including portions of central and northeast Oregon into Washington and Idaho and western Montana and Wyoming. Within the corridor, a combination of moderate instability and 40 to 55 knots of effective shear will support the development of sustained storms and supercells capable of large hail and damaging winds through this afternoon and into the evening. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, at 2:27 a.m. this morning. The last report of hail was at Minister Victor Condor International Airport in Brazil at 4:49 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog and moderate rain, 48 degrees with a southeast wind at 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 70 degrees, the dew point 62, 76% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.81 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at Gould, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, Boston, rain in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low 66, the average temperature 71. That's right on normal for this time of year. 0.02 of an inch of rain yesterday, for the month now 0.63, and 25.83 inches for the year. The average high temperature at Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low 61, the record high 98 set in 1947, and the record low 43 in 1957. Sunrise this morning was at 5:59 a.m., Sunset this evening, 8 p.m., 14 hours and 1 minute of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers today, possibly heavy at times, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Showers this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight, with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today, some with heavy downpours, and highs in the mid-70s to around 80. Showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight, with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with scattered showers and possible thunderstorms today, some with heavy downpours, highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today, some with heavy downpours and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers and possibly some thunderstorms today with heavy downpours and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, in-and-out sun, breezy and much cooler with a passing shower and lower humidity, lower 70s. The risk of a shower tomorrow, otherwise partly sunny, lower 70s. Sunshine giving way to clouds, milder though Saturday, mid to upper 70s. A shower or storm Sunday, mid 70s, and lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.